No problem.
Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I'm here in, believe it or not, sunny New Jersey. And my co-host and friend and co-blogger, JJ Sefton, is in Wisconsin, enjoying, hopefully not enjoying, one of those horrible Wisconsin Manhattans, which I think are a crime against cocktails. But that's a discussion for another day. Anyway, JJ, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, my friend, all things considered. It is actually sunny and beautiful here today. We've had torrential, I mean, Wisconsin, I don't know if it's all of Wisconsin or just our area in the south. We have had record, we had last week over 7 inches of rain over the course of like 2 or 3 days, which is insane. And as we talked about last time, a little bit of some dampness issues in the basement, but everything is drying out. We will have house guests coming at the end of the week to stay with us for a day or so. And so everything is ready for them and habitable, and it's sunny and beautiful. And finally, we have a stretch of some very sunny and beautiful weather here in what is, outside of the left-wing craziness of some of the state, a beautiful state nonetheless. But we're doing well. And I won't have a Manhattan, not only because of the lousy Canadian whiskey, but because unfortunately I am a gout sufferer on occasion, and whiskey is a no-no for me these days, sadly, because I like whiskey.
Oh my God, I don't know what I would do if I couldn't drink whiskey. What
Whiskey
is
and
it?
beer.
What is it in the whiskey? Is it
It is what's there's a substance known, and like in several other food products, known as purines. And what they do is they gather the, your body. It prevents your body from eliminating uric acid, and so uric acid will tend to crystallize in your big toe and in your joints, and they will feel like needles stabbing your toe. It's pretty, anybody who suffers from gout knows what I'm talking about. So it's pretty nasty.
But you can
But
drink, but you can drink
I'm
other
saying,
things.
yes, absolutely. I can have
Oh,
vodka. I can,
my God.
but supposedly alcohol is a, you know, and red meat, or, you know, if you eat a lot of it, but there are specific foods that are triggers for it. But that said, I also drink a lot of tart black cherry juice. And I have prescription meds that contain the element in that alleviates it. So it's all good. I'm under control.
Oh, thank God.
So
My head
the
would
gout is
explode
out.
if I couldn't eat beef and drink bourbon.
Right.
So,
Well,
but
bourbon, I don't think, is bourbon is not a grain. It's made from corn, isn't it?
yeah.
Yeah, so bourbon I
Well,
can
I mean,
have.
it depends on the bourbon. They're bourbons that are, it has to be 51% corn to be called bourbon, but they
Okay.
also use rye, they use wheat, they use there are a couple of other
Oh, okay. I was not sure. I just thought it
yeah.
was like, you know, just purely corn or some other non-wheat product. But anyway, good to know.
So
We're
you can,
definitely getting into the weeds here,
yes,
even
sorry about
before we've
that.
begun.
So anyway, I mean, there are a bunch of things in the news. So I mean, we have a huge platter from which to pick. But look, I think we should talk about the assassination attempt on President Trump and his cabinet, perhaps his vice president. Who knows? But obviously, when someone brings a gun into a building in which the president of the United States is speaking, the intent is obvious. And, you know,
Of course.
pretending that it was not him is disingenuous in the extreme and insulting. So we'll let's just discard those stupidities, which means we can't talk about the Democrats. Oh well. The real question for me is whether the Democrat Party, the progressive movement, the left, the hard left, the communists and socialists in the United States are creating the conditions for these multiple assassination attempts as a conspiracy or a series of conspiracies, or is it just that their messaging is uniform and coherent and well done? I mean, and when I say well done, that has to be obviously in quotations. And I think the answer to that question is that their messaging is simply, I mean, it's directed to one goal, which is the violent overthrow of the United States of America and the the murder of Donald Trump, and it's clear. And I don't think that there is any significant conspiracy because their messaging is perfectly adequate to get the job done.
I cannot argue that. The only thing I would add to it is that I think it is a perfect storm of elements because you can have all the messaging you want, but if you don't have a willing audience, and the reason they have a willing audience to go and do these things, which not only include assassination attempts on Donald Trump, but the actual assassination of Charlie Kirk, of the UnitedHealthcare CEO by that you know who, that Mangione character, and by hurling Molotov cocktails and bullets and whatnot at synagogues, at ICE agents, and so on and so on, and Republican Party headquarters across the country, and so on and so forth. And this comes from academia. This is where most of it is sown, not just in the Ivy League and in the universities, but now it is being fomented literally from pre-K all the way through postgraduate now. And so if were it not for that, we wouldn't be having any of this stuff, I don't think. And they've been at this for a very long time. They have a hate on for America and always have. And so now that President Trump, really for the first time, perhaps since Ronald Reagan and if not before, has been most effective in communicating a message and policies and instituting them as best he can and somewhat effectively that counter all the leftist dogmas and shibboleths and everything that they have stood for. And he is fighting the good fight. And people are acting up in the schoolrooms against transsexualism, against Islam, against big government, and of course the open borders, which is the big one. So all of this is denuding the power and influence of the Democrats. And this is all they can do now is declare Donald Trump as literally Hitler and all of us who support him as Nazis. And so once you do that, then the floodgates are opened.
I agree that it is primarily academia, but let's not give the unions a pass.
No, of
Unionism in
course
the
not.
United States, certainly into the 20th century, when work conditions ha began to improve radically, and the function of the union moved away from defending the life and welfare of its members and into overt political manipulations of the country. I think they have a huge amount of responsibility for this kind of stuff. And of
And
course, the NEA and the various teachers unions lead that. So that it follows what you said. But listen, the Teamsters and the various hospital unions and what are the other big ones?
there's the what is it? The SEIU, the
Yes. Yeah.
AFL-CIO,
Yeah, the
the
government
all
worker unions are evil beyond belief.
evil.
So it is, as you say, it is academia.
Right.
But
And beyond that, you talk about wanting to overthrow the government, really going back to since the Soviet Union's nascent era in the 1920s when they began infiltrating America to do just that. And so they went from class warfare back into the 50s and 60s into racial warfare and racial disharmony when black people were starting to elevate themselves. And racism really was starting to be on the wane in the late 50s and early 60s. The Democrats were threatened with losing a huge part of their base, which was Black America. And they were becoming Black people were becoming Republican because, and so of course they whipped up racial animus and hatred and so on and so forth, and to the point where it was disappearing until Barack Obama came along and we had all the racial, so-called racial incidents of Trayvon Martin and George Floyd and Freddie Gray and on and on and on and on. And so they whipped racial hatred into a frenzy. And were it not for Obama, we might very well be that post-racial society that everyone said claimed we would be if we only elected him. But give me a break. And that's where we are. They will do anything to foment discord and animus to serve their political ends, which is to divide and conquer.
I agree. And you talk about the ascent of Black America in the 50s and 60s. It accelerated in the 50s and into the early 60s. And the Democrat Party was aghast at the idea, not only that that Black America could vote Republican, but that they could become middle class. And that needed to end. And the, you know, the Great Society and the explosion of the welfare state in beginning in the 60s was designed, I think, specifically to retard the growth of Black America and prevent them from entering the mainstream. And they did a magnificent job of it. And
they've destroyed several generations of Black America.
Yeah. And
period.
it's a terrible thing. And
it absolutely is.
And if you don't hate Lyndon Baines Johnson enough, that's a good reason to hate him even more. What a vile, vile man. What he did to America was beyond the pale. Anyway, let's stick to the evil of the Democrat Party and talk about Virginia. They had a total scam of an election last Tuesday. And the question was whether Virginia should redistrict from, I think it's, was it 6-5 Democrat to Republican in their congressional delegation?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, and they redistrict and they voted on this this proposal to shift that essentially to 10-1, which disenfranchises half of Virginia, almost half of Virginia. And it passed in a particularly fishy way. If you look at the distribution of the votes and how the votes were counted and how the votes were cast,
mail-in balloting, my friends.
Yeah, but a district court judge in Virginia promptly said, "Bullshit! This is ridiculous. He didn't follow the law, so this is, you know, he provided a stay, and it is now before the Virginia Supreme Court." Which and I think that was yesterday. I'm not 100%
sure.
Yeah,
within the last day,
but apparently the questioning was rather sharp, which is a good thing. Anyway, how that's going to play out, I have no idea. I assume it's going to go to the United States Supreme Court. But the United States Supreme Court has looked at these redistricting plans, and as long as they're not overtly racial, they have taken a hands-off approach, which I don't know. I mean, part of me wants redistricting to be done strictly by population centers. You know, you can write a computer program that, you know, takes, you know, where's City Hall in this town, and then move it out until you get to the population number that each congressional district represents. And keep it completely above board. Is that rational? Yeah, it's rational. Is it a good idea? I have no idea. But what we do now is pathetically bad. If you look at the gerrymandering that has occurred across the United States, it's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I mean, the districts are so insanely drawn, and most of the time they are drawn to give the Democrats the edge. And based on, as we talked about, racial politics that literally, yes, are individual people. Can they be racist? Of course. But there is no institutional racism in this country. That is a blood libel of massive proportions. And that is used as an excuse to do anything they want to get their way. And this is just another example of conquering America by whatever means necessary. And in this case, by pseudo legal electoral means. So. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. On a positive note, so Virginia may lose 4 Republican seats, but our friends in Florida have Ron DeSantis has, I think, passed a redistricting bill that will gain 4 seats back for the Republicans. So take that. And of course, the Democrats are screaming bloody murder about it, which is beyond, as I call it, chutzpocracy, the combination of chutzpah and hypocrisy. Ridiculous. What's good for the sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, unless, of course, it goes against the Democrats.
Yeah, of course. But it sounds like Florida has done it the right way. So the court challenges will be perfunctory at best. I hope.
I hope so.
We can't put anything past the Democrat activist judges in this country.
Right. And even the Supreme Court, every court in the land is either absolutely corrupted or is very, 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 flinty at best. I mean, it's really, we don't know which way the wind is going to blow at SCOTUS from any moment to the next, for obvious,
Scrotus? Oh,
for
I'm
many
sorry. I'm making a
SCOTUS,
joke.
SCOTUS, whatever.
I'll stop that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Please do. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So we have, the assassination attempt and the violence against us, and the seething rage and insanity there. We have legal shenanigans in the courts and in the electoral process. And what else is going on?
Well, it was interesting to see the backlash against, well, there was very little backlash against Jimmy Kimmel's vile pontifications. He's a rabid Trump hater. He hates everything that has anything to do with President Trump, the conservative movement, and so on. But the criticism of Donald Trump suggesting that he should be fired, I think, is ridiculous. You know, the president of the United States has a bully pulpit. He has a soapbox bigger than anybody else's, and that's one of the perks of office. And for him to suggest that Jimmy Kimmel be fired is perfectly reasonable. He's
And
not using the he's not using the power of government to get this guy fired. He's
right.
using, as I said, his bully pulpit. Perfectly reasonable.
And it's a
So.
person, and he is responding to a personal attack on his wonderful, fantastic wife, Melania Trump, our one fantastic, I guess, fantastic again. Can't say it enough. A first lady who is far and above one of the greatest, if greatest first ladies in ages. The woman speaks like, I don't know, eight or nine languages. She's brilliant. She's classy. She's gorgeous. She is everything that several previous first ladies never were and could never hold and will never be able to hold a candle to her on many, many levels. And what this Kimmel bastard did was basically crack some sort of joke, calling her an expectant widow, which is disgusting. I mean, all
Yeah,
right, he
and
could say
it's,
whatever.
listen, it's his prerogative to say stupid shit.
Right.
The fact that I honestly, I don't even know what network he's on. CBS, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Who the
Yeah,
hell knows?
let's pretend it's CBS since I don't know. The
I haven't been.
network for which he works, you know, it's up to them. If they think that's going to draw eyes to the television, well, fine, you know. And if they're playing some silly political game, that's fine too. It's
Right.
obviously commentary,
Right. And
and he has every right to say
I
it.
don't think he
But
should. Right.
go ahead.
I'm saying I don't think he should be fired. Let him and all the others hoist themselves or whatever on their own petards, and they'll suffer the same fate as Bud Light, as every other woke nonsense and every other woke movie and TV ho will they'll just disappear. The ratings will go in the toilet, and that's that. And or the networks will decide to keep them on for propaganda purposes, and despite the fact that they're loss leaders and have no revenue. But that'll be that. So that nobody wa how many how many really wh how many eyeballs are watching Jimmy Kimmel anyway these days?
I can safely say that I have never watched his program. I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know what
I
time it's
mean,
on.
but I've never even heard his voice. I know he used to be what's his name's sidekick. I forget what the way he's like a sort of supposedly conservative blogger. The Man Show guy, I forgot his name, whatever. And he was his
Yeah,
sidekick for a long time. But other than that, who cares? Let him rot. No one's going to watch him. And then the advertisers, if they want to waste their money on the show, that's fine. Not, then so be it. So, but should he be fired? No, it's a freak. It's, as long as he does not incite violence or say something that is either libelous, slanderous, or whatever that can get him in trouble. Then it's up to the shareholders of CBS and the executives to do whatever they want.
yeah. But once again, you know, and I have to come to President Trump's defense. He has every right to suggest that Jimmy Kimmel be fired. It doesn't matter whether I
Absolutely.
agree. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anything. That's he
You're
is. You
right.
know,
It's his
he
opinion.
has
His
free
wife was,
speech rights just like everybody else in this country.
yes, and his
So,
wife was the subject of a personal
yeah.
attack. And he has, as a husband and as, and He has the right to, in this regard, to use his bully pulpit, I guess, to speak his mind, and he certainly can. And he didn't necessarily even do it in an official capacity. He just did it, and because he's the president, he has the, people are going to, the cameras are going to turn on him and record what he has to say. He didn't do it as, say, as a press release from the office of the president. I am demanding CBS, or I will prosecute CBS, or whatever. He didn't do that. Unlike, the Biden junta and Obama, who under the table, not that they needed much pressure, pressured, censorship of conservative voices. We all know this, and used the DOJ to punish his political enemies, their political enemies.
Did you notice in the media that King Charles is coming to the United States?
He is, I believe, as we
He's
speak.
actually he's been here for a day or two.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah, he and Camilla are here to whatever. Who the hell knows what?
Yeah,
But
I mean, supposedly he's here to ease the tensions between the United Kingdom and the United States. I don't. I mean, listen, he's a midwit at best. He's an inbred fool who loves Islam, hates classical architecture, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
He's got
he's
a
again, he is.
he, he's got a dysfunctional family. He's got a dysfunctional country, and why he is given this much press is beyond me. I don't think
Yeah,
he's
whatever.
important.
No.
But
England
listen,
is, yeah.
that's up to the administration and Donald Trump to decide whether his visit is important. And I guess
Right.
it's polite. I don't know, but he's a
Yeah,
fucking king. We fought. I recall beginning in 1775, this country expressed its reservations about the idea of a monarchy.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's funny. We have all these knuckleheads running around about no kings. Well, here's a king. How come there's no king's protests not going on?
Yeah.
Hello? Fucking unbelievable. Well, totally believable.
Yeah.
No kings, my ass.
I don't know. By the way, J.B. Pritzker, who is the governor of Illinois, that fat fuck piece of oh God, I can't
He is a
stand him.
exactly. He is a
Yeah,
fat.
he was on a CNN apparently, and he, I mean, at first I thought it was a joke. I read a headline. And it suggested that he was blaming Trump for the assassination attempt.
Yeah,
I
I see.
thought,
Yeah,
what the
this
hell are
is
you
a
talking about? How? And I'm gonna. I just found this quotation. Now this is quoting Pritzker, a sitting governor. Remember that it's been Donald Trump and the Republicans that have called for political violence there. You know, Donald Trump from the very beginning. Remember when he talked about a protester at one of his rallies that they should just beat him up, punch him. You know, he's talked about the death penalty for General Mark Milley. He has called for jailing his political opponents, me included. Now, the fact that this man can't speak fucking English is insulting enough. That he is a sitting governor who can't articulate any of his ideas is embarrassing. But what the hell is he talking about?
I
Sefton,
have no idea.
interpret that because, listen, you're close to Illinois. You drink the
Well,
same water.
sadly, yes, I am within whiffing distance of the land of Lincoln, which is now the land of stinking. But there you have it. I have no idea what this fat fool is saying. If these are the same, I mean, again, it's basically blaming the rape victim for dressing too provocatively. That's exactly what it is. Did Donald Trump? The idea that Republicans and Donald Trump in particular are fomenting violence in this country is insultingly laughable. It is the Democrat Party that has used political violence as its sole stock in trade for close to 200 years to get what it wants, which is absolute power. There has never been an incident where Republicans or conservatives, I shouldn't say that because, or if there was any incident, it was resoundingly rejected and completely distanced and was never cheered on like every leftist cheers on every assassination attempt against Trump, against George W. Bush, against George H.W. Bush, against Ronald Reagan, and so on and so on and so on. They have always cheered political violence because they use it as one of their prime weapons to get what they want, like I said, which is absolute power. So give me a break. Did Donald Trump ever say anything about a beating up some knucklehead in the stands? I don't recall that, but whatever. What a fool. What a fat fool. And meanwhile, Illinois, the land of Jan Schakowsky and her husband, Robert Kramer, these are the people who have rent-a-goons who are loaned out to every political rally to go out and cause disturbances. The other
It's
big news is the SPLC looks like it's on its deathbed, thank God.
Oh my God, I just love that. Yeah, for whatever reason, I get SPLC mailings. And I've been getting them for years. They were originally well, it's a long story, it doesn't really matter, but every time I get one, and by the way, they're very expensive, you know, in large envelopes, and they're filled with all sorts of stuff. But
Yep. As someone who used to work in the print trade doing collateral advertising, yeah, those things ain't cheap, brothers.
no, they're not. So what I would do is I would tear up everything they had and put it into their postpaid envelope and send it back to them,
What I did.
which is it just amuses the hell out of me. And that's a childish thing to do, but that's okay because I'm a child and I'll continue to do it. But yeah, the idea that the SPLC was not only paying informants, but they were paying for behavior that they on which they fundraised. It was an amazing scam for a very, very long time. Are they going to go down? I don't know. I think they're going to survive this, but I think they're going to change a little bit. They're going to get a little bit more clever. But it's certainly gratifying to see the abuse that's being heaped upon them.
It's like, it's like an arsonist and, collecting insurance money, basically. I mean, literally fomenting, they are the ones who are fomenting and creating the violence and the violent rhetoric that everyone complains about. Yes, yeah, they are the Nazis they have been waiting for, to paraphrase Mr. Obama. Unbelievable, or totally believable.
So we're gonna cut this off because we're both babbling like knuckleheads. But one more thing I do want to mention is the glorious performance on the part of the EPA chief Lee Zeldin,
Oh, yeah.
who just destroyed Rosa DeLauro, I think it's pronounced
Yeah, she's
DeLauro,
horrible.
DeLauro,
DeLauro. She
who's a
looks like a
retard,
fossilized.
blue-haired
She looks like a
maniac.
fossil. Right. She looks like a fossilized Brontosaurus clitoris. I mean,
Yeah,
she's horrendous looking.
and it was about the EPA and their various and the manipulations that the EPA have until recently foisted on the United States people, the people of the United States. But she at one point suggested that he drink weed killer, which I thought was amusing. But he came to this committee hearing loaded for bear, and it was great. He didn't back down at all. And you know the typical charge on the part of the Democrats that that Republican members of the administration do not care for the people of the United States, that they are not looking out for the best interests of the United States. And that, of course, that's arrant nonsense. And she tried to get him to justify abandoning the various EPA regulations that have stifled, that have not only based on bad science, global warming, but have stifled innovation, have stifled economic growth, so on and so forth. Zeldin is a bright guy. He's a former co congressman. He ran for governor of New York, which unfortunately he lost. Unfortunately for New
"Quote
York.
unquote lost." I think that was stolen, but
But
that's another story.
he is performing admirably as the head of the EPA, and I'm very, very happy with President Trump's choice. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. And DeLauro looks like a maniac. Got to be 100 years old, too.
She's a psycho. She really is. Poor Connecticut, but well, Connecticut's got, was it Phil, Chris Murphy or Phil Murphy? One of the Murphys up there. Yeah, Connecticut's a lost cause, sadly. And it's too bad. But yes, Zeldin is a superstar. And if you can, go to our friend Jim Lakely's website, heartland.org. There, they have had Lee Zeldin headlining their alternate climate conference. So look for those videos if you can and watch him speak. And he's a champ. He really is a champ. And he's a rising star too, between Hegseth and him and Rubio and, whoever else. I mean, we have a pretty deep bench in terms of potential national leadership. And Vance, I think so. So thank God for that.
I just looked up Zeldin. He's young.
Yeah.
He's 46 years old.
Yep. He's got,
That's fantastic.
unless another peaceful Democrat with a gun gets at him, he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Anyway, folks, I think we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for commenting and reading and doing all sorts of the things that we just love you to do. And not most of all, but thank you very much for hitting our tip jar. It helps keeps the it, bleh, bleh, bleh. It helps keep the lights on, is what I tried to say. And it is much appreciated. Anyway, Sefton, take it away.
Indeed. What CBD just said, the lights are on and the basement is drying out. And thank you for helping us do all those wonderful things. And just thank you for commenting because it was and hitting the tip jar and being there and reading our stuff and engaging with us. Because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. We really would not be doing it. But God bless you all. Keep the faith and prayers for our president and for our wonderful leaders who are really at least the ones that are trying to do their best for this country. And prayers for all of you. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week on the next one, right here on the Cut Jib Newsletter Speaks International Podcasting Network with news from around the world, across the nation, and right up your street. God bless you all.
Thanks for listening, folks.